Hey, we have this night, the musicians on call night coming up. You guys are coming to this, right?
Yes.
Well, I need to ask a favor of you.
Do you need a ride?
I need a ride.
Okay, yes.
But also, I need for you guys to, maybe Danielle, you and Bethany, bring out an artist or a guest, or like go on, like do some stage announcement. Not like hosting the whole thing.
What's the date of this?
Let me tell you about it, because I want anyone and everyone who's going to be in the New York area this night to buy a ticket and come to it. I'm pulling it up.
It's coming up.
Okay. That's not the George Michael event. That's a different event.
It's a different event.
Okay.
Now, Musicians on Call. Here we go. Musicians on Call is this organization I've been working with for years. They are putting music into hospitals, and they have found that the scientists have been right all along. Music has the power to heal. It has the power to move people forward who are in hospitals doing their best to get out of hospitals.
I have gone to some of these events, and I have seen the music do this. There was one patient where a mariachi band came into the room.
Oh, my God!
And the mariachi band was playing, and the nurse said to me, "Never, I have not seen that person smile in the longest time." And they were smiling. I was with Jewel once, and I know what you want. Was it Jewel?
We love Jewel.
Yeah, we were with Jewel once, and she went from bed to bed, and she was making people so happy and so excited. And Avril Lavigne, it was the first time I saw Avril Lavigne smile when she was in the hospital beds helping these people. It was amazing.
So why was Avril Lavigne in the hospital?
She was helping the people in the hospital.
I thought she was in the hospital.
She was visiting from hospital to hospital.
She was having her appendix.
Yes.
No, look, I'll tell you what happened. The day I went with a musician, we went to a hospital. And in some of these rooms we went into, we had to put full body suits on, these coverall things.
Was that when you went with Nick Frattiani?
Yes, we went with Nick Frattiani.
Yeah.
And no germs could leave our body and get near the patients. And he would go in. And he would sing a cappella because he couldn't take his guitar in. And he would sing an entire song to them. And you would watch them. Have you ever watched a flower wake up with the sunshine?
Yeah.
You would watch this patient, this little girl, I'll never forget. He started singing, and Nick Frattiani's beautiful voice was just filling this room with so much warmth. You watched her respond, and she just woke up.
Yeah.
And they said that she hadn't done that in weeks. Yeah. So that's what Musicians on Call does. Not only do we take live musicians to these hospitals to sing for patients' bedside. But also we put music in the hospitals. We have music rooms that we're putting together. So Musicians on Call, they're doing a night. They're honoring me, actually, on this night. They're giving me the golden ukulele.
Oh.
I know. For support in Musicians on Call. And so Demi Lovato is performing for me and for us. Bea Miller, we love her.
Yeah.
And our new favorite performer from across the pond, Leon Else, is performing.
Yes, awesome.
But Demi Lovato, when she said yes, it takes me back. What was the song she sang on the Oscars 2 years ago?
Hello. Was it Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
She hit that one note.
Ugh.
And I felt, no matter what disease I had, no matter what cold I was sniffing from, that one note, when she hit it, I immediately came to life.
Yeah.
And that's the power of music.
And some of these people cannot get out of the beds. Mm-hmm. So that's the amazing part of bringing this bedside. Sometimes they put on a little concert for the people who can gather together.
Right.
But just going from room to room and watching their faces light up, it's amazing.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Lionel Richie's Hello.
Yeah, that's Adele's Hello.
There are so many Hellos.
She's done every cover. So the point of me talking about this right now and us talking about it is this event is going on March 21st. I believe it's a Tuesday night, March 21st, here in New York City. It's going to be a beautiful night. You can buy tickets. You can come support. You can come with your friends if you go to musiciansoncall.org. Musiciansoncall.org. Now, with you inside you're going to feel the note. When she hits this note, you will feel how music can heal almost anything. Listen to that.
And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello.
You ready for the note?
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Be prepared to be healed.
Here
we go. That's why music heals. That is what heals. Thanks to Demi Lovato. And to have her performing for us that night, hello.
That's amazing. That is one of my favorite musical performances of all time.
Well, so we want you there. Join us at the Edison Ballroom, New York City, Premium Open Bar.
Yeah!
Hold on. Food stations.
Yeah!
Heavy hors d'oeuvres. They actually asked me to approve the menu, yes. And I said, hors d'oeuvres, make them heavy.
Yeah, you did. Isn't heavy hors d'oeuvres opening for Demi Lovato?
Yes, heavy hors d'oeuvres, one of my favorite rappers from the 80s.
Yeah.
And dessert.
Yes. Dessert. Scary got most excited about that.
You can purchase tickets and bid on your chance to walk the red carpet with Elvis and Demi. I didn't know we were doing this.
Oh.
Musiciansoncall.org. Go now, musiciansoncall.org. Oh, my gosh, people are stacking up. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
What's going on, Michelle?
Avril Lavigne actually went to go visit one of my friends who had cancer in the hospital, and I'll never forget. It made her so happy. She loved her.
I don't know what the outcome was with your friend and her fighting against cancer, but as far as those moments went with Avril in the room, talk about how your friend was totally changed.
It didn't end well, but she, you know, was always in and out of hospitals, in and out of school. This was when we were a lot younger, and, you know, with the outcomes not looking so good, she wasn't, you know, always in the best of moods. But that was one of the things that made her the happiest.
Wow. That is
helping
excellent.
Her through it.
I was at the hospital when Avril was there, and there was a little girl who was, she wanted to be a fashion designer, and she had made all these designs on paper and stuff. And Avril took the time to go in there, to look at them, to make the girl feel good, to show the girl that she was interested. And this little girl was so excited. Mm-hmm. It was like, what an unbelievable moment.
Yeah, that's awesome. I do love her.
Michelle, thank you. So musicians on call, definitely worthy of more discovery, right?
Yes, right. I'll check them out, definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Finally, we go talk to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
What's going on?
I just wanted to call in because I'm a music therapist. I work in a hospital, and my job is to bring music to inpatient psych patients who are working on their mental health and recovery, and right. make music every day.
And so what do you see? Like, what is the first thing you see when music enters the room with one of your patients?
I think you can see their face light up, and a lot of times, especially with the kids I work with, they don't have a whole lot of happiness in that moment, and you can really just see their face light up and bring them something that they enjoy and something that's so meaningful for them.
You know what, to make it easier to wrap your head around it, for everyone to wrap their head around this, imagine, you know, you go to work and you have the worst day, and everyone just kind of craps all over you, and you're like, oh, God, let me just go home. And you want moments alone. You turn on your favorite song, and you just dive into it, and you take a swim in the music. It takes you away, and you see how it heals you with that little, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's an insignificant bump in the road that you're having that day,
yeah.
versus what these patients that Sarah's working with every day, what they're going through. It does great things for them too. It's fantastic. I love your story.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I love you guys so much, and thank you for talking about the healing powers of music, because it really does mean a lot to us.
Excellent. Thank you, Sarah. So again, it's musiciansoncall.org. Musiciansoncall.org. We'll be at this incredible night with Demi Lovato performing for us, along with our friend B. Miller, New Jersey's own B. Miller.
Yeah.
And Leon Else, who you're going to fall in love with. He's incredible. It's going to be a great night, March 21st. If you want to attend, there are tickets available. Go to musiciansoncall.org.